This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on one ground.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. A lot of American exceptionalism being displayed today, especially out of Georgia. Karen Handel wins handily. At least it looks like 6 points right now over, well, John Ossoff, who wasn't even in her own district. He was running not in her own district. Sixth district in Georgia, and took over Tom Price. He's at Health and Human Services now. Doing a great job there, appointed by the president. It's interesting that we have this race, and it's such a big victory, and it's a pivot point, I believe, because, you know, the Dems lose again. They're just losers. At least that's what some people say. Well, yeah, you know, when you are filled with so much hate and disdain, and you want to behead people, and you think that, you know, clitorectomies are just wonderful things for little girls, you know, you just kind of get a little warped thing going on there. You just think that everybody just accepts your deviancy. That is not the case. And I will say that for you closeted, well, you're really conservatives, but you play the Democrat thing. Come on. Go to your roots. Go to your heart and your head together. And speak truthfully, because it will set you free from the Democratic Party. I'm just saying, hey, come on over to the winning side. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, but having conversations about the whole thing about new state in California and forming a new state, which it will happen. It's going to happen because there is a path forward. And I'm going to give you people a little bit of a clue about a path forward constitutionally, because this will help you Democrats out that might want to say, wait a minute, maybe I should learn what Paul Preston is telling me on Agenda 21 Radio and embrace it. Now, some of you might be disturbed by this, but that's okay. That's why you listen to this radio show, so you can kind of get a little bit disturbed. Be disturbed right along with me. It's called the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. Basic stuff about the United States Constitution, unlike other constitutions from other countries. And this is where the pathway forward needs to be understood, and why pathway forward to some people will not, in fact, work. They have no pathway forward. Now, here is the deal. Pathway forward begins with your belief in God. You see, the United States Constitution is biblically based. It's a God document. Christians came to the United States, sat down and said, you know what? We need a document to guide us. We need a document to set us free. And then a document to guide us. Taking their Protestant Christian faith, they created documents that would do just that. They're freedom documents. So you see, the core belief system in God and Jesus Christ are at the center of the Constitution. Now, I'm going to leave it there. I'm just saying that if you don't have that belief system and you read the Constitution, you read those Declaration of Independence and all the documents that go along with it, you don't have a clue what it means if you take it from that perspective. If you have a belief system that's other than that, you're clueless. Thank God we are a Christian nation. And that's a fact, Jack. And we will remain that way. And that's why I say the path forward, the pathway forward for a new state begins there. Once you have that understanding, and once you get it, what they're saying in the Constitution, in the Declaration, then all of a sudden, it's a clear road, baby. It's a clear road. Our founders gave us that pathway forward. All we need to do is exercise it. It's kind of simple. I know. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about a pathway not forward for the state of Illinois. Now, I kind of laugh and chuckle because, you know, we talk about these kind of issues, financial issues with states and large governmental organizations, because we, you know, Chris Street is our partner in crime here. Crime. We're committing crimes against the United Nations. I can't believe it. We're criminals. And I'm really hopeful that we're recruiting more of your criminal minds against the United Nations, if you know what I mean. We're blasphemers. We're all that and more. But here we have a state in trouble financially. And by the way, California, here we come. Not far behind from Illinois. It's kind of interesting. Illinois, this is something that's all of a sudden just popped up that we've gotten off drudge. Now, we've been kind of following this, and Chris Street has been on the show several times, and we've brought up the problems of Illinois. Now, it popped up in drudge. I got the little flash thing on my phone. By the way, visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio. It's really looking really, really good on phones, by the way. And YouTube's coming at you. Okay, so really excited about what's going on. Illinois, here's what's in drudge right now. These are the headliners. We're going to dive into this because I think it's interesting. It sets the stage for what we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, such as the Oroville Dam. Update, Illinois careens into financial meltdown. It says, quote, like a banana republic. Oh, no. The comptroller state can no longer function. Now, that you, listen, you better get your Second Amendment stuff squared away there in the banana republic of Illinois. The Illini are hurting. Now, of course, this is the state in which the mayor of the largest city in the state, Chicago, is Rahm Emanuel. Hello. This is the state in which they're going to be building. I believe they're going to be building the Obama Presidential Library, a socialist state that's out of control. In other words, it's clear, Margaret Thatcher will tell you, Illinois, the Illini, have run out of other people's money. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, just, they've run out of other people's money. Fox News politics. Illinois careens into financial meltdown, and not even the lottery is safe. Oh, my God. The lottery. Yeah, the lottery. How badly were California schools shafted with the California lottery? We get billions of dollars to the lottery, to schools. Really? Really? How many other people are just profiting off the kids that you used? Well, you know, that's another conversation. So the lottery's even at risk here in Illinois. Illinois is grappling with a full-fledged financial crisis, and not even the lottery is safe, with Republican Governor Bruce Rauner warning the state is entering banana republic territory, facing billions in unpaid bills and pension obligations. The state is hitting a cash crunch that is rare even by Illinois standards. A top financial official just warned 100% of the state's monthly revenue will be eaten up by court-ordered payments. Rauner is calling a special session of the Democratic-led General Assembly in a bid to pass what he hopes will be the first full budget package in almost 3 years. And Illinois will literally lose the lottery if the budget fails. Wow. Banana Republic, anyway. Just peel the banana for me. We'll be right back. California, here we come.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating...
...as everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Manna to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Manna by going to newmanna.com/agenda. That's newmanna.com/agenda. NUMMANA.com/agenda. newmanna.com/agenda. NUMMANA.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Manna Foods.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A lot of things going on. We're deep into Illinois. It's kind of interesting. Their democratically controlled legislatures failed to pass several budgets. And that's a problem. Reports have suggested that the state could be the first to attempt to declare Chapter 9 bankruptcy, but under the law, that's impossible unless Congress gets involved. Nobody here in Illinois is considering bankruptcy. First of all, it's not allowed, said Steve Brown, press secretary for Illinois Speaker Michael Madigan. Second of all, it would damage the reputation of the state, and it's just not necessary. United States Senator Dick Durbin and Tammy Quack Duckworth. I couldn't resist it. When you get Durbin and Duckworth, come on. Turbin and Durbin. Quack and Duck. For both Democrats from Illinois declined to respond to Fox News requests for comment on whether they would consider getting involved in introducing a measure allowing state bankruptcy. Illinois is a physical... Oh, brother. God, are you... Listen to this. God, I can't believe it. Illinois is the physical model of what not to do. Representative Peter Roskin, a Republican from Illinois, told Fox News while not commenting on the bankruptcy question. The avoidance in behavior toward dealing with our challenge is what leads to the devastating impacts we are seeing today. That's right. I love it. Avoidance. It's truly avoidance. I mean, this is what's happening in California. You have, it's groupthink. Really what's come down to is economic groupthink. It's not happening. It can't happen. You know, we got all this money coming in. We got great revenue coming in. We're spending too much on, really what's happening like in California. Jerry Brown has leveraged the state through bonds and loans and all this other garbage. And there's so much debt burden based upon those loans. It's just overwhelming. I mean, we're not talking like, you're going to lose your car. I mean, this is billions of dollars. Billions with a B. I mean, when we did the Orange County bankruptcy, Chris Street and I, when we were the whistleblowers there, and proud to say, we were dealing with, probably $1.2 billion was the collective loss going to be over time, and $28 million here and $10 million there on the agencies. That's chump change today. That was in 94. And now you got a whole state that's just billion. Now, but go to California. Look, what's it like in California? You got the same problem. You got pensions, and you got debt burden from various bonds and things like that. And those get paid first. So then you're left with nothing. And that's exactly what they're going to do right here. I mean, what are they going to do? Declare bankruptcy and write it all off. Say, bonds, goodbye. That's what happened in Orange County. A lot of people were left holding the bag for various notes and bonds and so on from the county. That's what's going to happen here, I suspect. And by the way, the lottery's gone for Illinois. Absolutely gone for the Illini. I mean, sorry to say. I mean, and I wish them the best. I really, truly, truly do. I wish them the best. All right. Remember the situation with Otto Wambier, the young man who was taken into custody by the Korean government because he stole a poster. Then they brought him back here. Trump brought him back. The Obama administration did not. We have some more update from Tucker Carlson. Let's see how much time we have here. We'll get into this. Tucker Carlson's show. Tucker Carlson has done an outstanding job in bringing this to light to everybody. And Donald Trump stepped in and brought the child back. However, that child, he's 22 years old. He passed away the other day. You might not have heard this. He was oxygen deprivated is what happened. His brain cells shriveled to nothing. His brainstem was the only thing that was really active in his brain, which means that he could breathe and his heart would, you know, pump, but that's it.
President Trump spoke again today about Otto Wambier, saying that his murder by North Korea's regime was a preventable tragedy.
It's a total disgrace what happened to Otto. That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day. The result would have been a lot different. But what happened to Otto is a disgrace.
President's right. It is a disgrace. It shouldn't have happened. And greater national outrage and a much more aggressive response from the State Department much earlier might have saved Otto Wambier. And yet, as he was being held captive in that country, some on the left suggested that Wambier deserved to be arrested because he was a white male. Over at Comedy Central, the misnamed cable channel, Larry Wilmore ridiculed Wambier at length following his imprisonment. Watch this.
Can I hear that name again?
Otto Frederick Wambier.
Otto Frederick Wambier? Did this kid get arrested in North Korea and then just gave the cop his fake ID? Yes, sir, we've got American student Otto Wambier here. His birthday's 420. And he lives on 69 Weed Avenue. Listen up, frat boy. This isn't like the time you stole Sigep's goat. This is North Korea.
So you watch the tape of an American being humiliated during a show trial, and that's what you say? That guy's show got canceled, thank God. Meanwhile, Salon.com said Wambier's humiliation was, quote, richly deserved, and called him, quote, America's biggest idiot frat boy. HuffPo gloated that, quote, North Korea proves your white male privilege is not universal. Those quotes are real. We're not making them up, and they're disgusting. Michael Malice wrote a biography of the Korean dictator, Kim Jong-il. Marion Smith is executive director of Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. They join us tonight. Marion, you spent a lot of time thinking about communism and its effects. Do you think Otto Wambier deserved what happened to him?
Absolutely not. What he was alleged to have done was to displace or remove a propaganda poster. The only reason that he was targeted is because he is an American. North Korea considers that we are at war still. There has been no end of the hostilities, the Korean War. And so they're on a war footing with us. They are a totalitarian communist regime. They have tortured and killed American citizens before. And unfortunately, what has happened to Otto Wambier, our hearts go out to his family. No family should have to suffer this inside of the United States. But it is part and parcel of how they treat their own citizens. It is a cruel regime, and you could say, in fact, that all 25 million citizens live in a slave camp.
Yeah, I think they do. They're not Americans, though, so my concern is for people like Otto Wambier. Michael, by the way, just for the record, I don't know if there's any real evidence he stole a propaganda poster or anything. His roommate, who was with him the entire time on that trip, said he didn't see him do anything like that. So it wouldn't surprise me if that were a lie. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But why the reaction from some in the United States, looking at this fellow American suffering abroad, to laugh at the guy or say that he somehow deserved it? Where does that come from?
North Korea is a very complicated subject, and you don't expect people to...
We're going to leave it there. And these people on the left, HuffPo and this Comedy Central guy, despicable human beings. Actually, they should go to North Korea. We should ship them off to North Korea. Salon. Wouldn't that be interesting to do that? Or better yet, you know what they need to do? Come to California. Yeah, come to California. California, here they come. Communist California. Jerry Brown, anyone? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We've got all these stories that we've been talking about here today, and much, much more. Okay, Jerry Brown, highest paid governor, panel, actually, it's reported, I believe. Let me check this out, because I got the little beeper telling me there's a story. Oh, yeah, here we go. Breitbart, Jerry Brown's appointed panel votes to make him highest paid governor. Jerry Brown's appointed panel votes to make him highest paid governor. Okay. Written by, former assembly member Tim Donnelly, a guest on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's read this one. Let's just play games with this one. Jerry Brown's appointed panel votes to make him highest paid governor. Okay. California Jerry Brown is currently the longest-serving governor in California history and will soon enjoy the distinction of being the highest-paid governor in the country after a 3% pay raise. Now, people in California, the economy is not real good, guys. I'm telling you, it's not. It says, according to the article by My Motherload, a Gold Country newspaper, the governor's pay will go from around $190,000 to $196,000. Jerry Brown will become the highest-paid governor in the country. Pennsylvania currently pays its governor just over $193 million. I'm thousand. I'm sorry. What? That, that would really cut. That, you know what? All right. Let's just say we're going to pay him $196 million. What's anybody going to do? Nothing. Doink. That's it. Says, unlike Jerry Brown, however, Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf, also a Democrat, does not accept any salary. You know, Jerry Brown's quite wealthy. I don't know if you know that or not. Sacramento Bee reports that every state politician will receive a Oh my God, it's the whole state group of politicians that are going to get a 3% pay raise because they're so underpaid in California. Brown's pay will climb from $190,000 to $195,000, while rank and file lawmakers will go from $104,000 to $107,000. Salaries for other statewide politicians like Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Javier Becerra, and Treasurer John Chang will also rise. One member of the commission, the Bee noted, said the December increase was reasonable. The commission defended the percentage increase as lower than the increases. God, give me a break. They defended the percentage increases as lower than the increases recently granted to rank-and-file state workers. The commissioners claim that there is a broad agreement that the governor's salary has been too low. We're still a bit short, Tom Dalzell, the panel's longtime chairman, told the Bee. This is a panel that was appointed by the governor, by the way. I think I left that part out, or we didn't emphasize it enough. So how would you like it if you appoint these people? Say, hey, listen, guys, I have this job. We have this big corporation, and you're on the panel to determine. And you're my friend, by the way. I'm going to give you a salary. You're going to have a job. You're going to sit on a board. You're going to be a board sitter. This is how it goes in California. Board sitters are called. You're going to sit on this board, and you're going to get $100,000, $150,000 yourself. But listen. You're going to oversee my salary increases. There you go. This is exactly what George Runner, who works for the State Board of Equalization, used to be former senator, state senator George Runner, was telling our Tea Party the other night. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. You have all these unelected boards out there, and these panels are directed by the governor. And, of course, to his benefit, naturally. His benefit. This is what's going on. This is exactly what is going on. They got a picture of him with, my God, it's the science guy. Sitting right next to, I'm not even going to get into that. Science guy. What a pseudoscience scientist he is. So I find that very interesting. Very, very interesting. But some other things that have propped up here in... Breitbart really is all over the place. They really, truly are. But there's some other articles that concern Oroville Dam, which I find to be very, very interesting. And a lot of people pass this off as something that's not a big deal, but some people, like myself, say it is a big deal. This is also by Tim Donnelly out of Breitbart. There's a couple of things. We've got a great article about it, and I'm going to read it in a second. In the next segment, we'll get to mine. New bill shrouds Oroville Dam emergency plans in secrecy. Suspicion is running high among residents near the troubled Oroville Dam after the state legislators approved a measure to make the dam emergency plans secret, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. According to the Chronicle, some say the around-the-clock clamor high above the town must be a secret effort to mine undiscovered metal from the once-booming gold country outpost. Others suspect a missile silo is taking shape, not a spillway. Now, I read this the other day, and I said, you know what they did, the Chronicle? They looked at my article and they said, "Now we can't say that underneath the dam there's a big thing down there that is nuclear in nature. No, we'll say it's a missile silo." Have we just, I mean, I doubt that anybody in Oroville has said that. I'm sure they said, well, you don't want the big secret to come out. The big secret, what's underneath the dam. At least one resident said he's going to leave the area. The legislation, which still requires Jerry Brown's signature before becoming law, that they signed into, that they approved, the Senate and the Assembly, has to be signed by Jerry Brown. Assemblyman James Gallagher reportedly said slipping the language into a budget-related bill, SB 92, without debate was kind of insulting, really, to the nearly 200,000 residents who were forced to evacuate mere hours before the dam was to fail. Now, okay, we're going to fast forward to what is really going on at the dam. And again, once again, brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio. Because now we have more information and more suspicion about this dam situation. More suspicion. Just don't you love it when there's more suspicion about what's going on with the dam? And there is. There's way more. This is the thing. When you've got the dam out there, when you've got Oroville out there, and it's just sitting there. Right now, everything looks like it's all good in the hood. But the reality check, it's not. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know how they're building this spillway, if you will. And we still have so many unanswered questions from the dam that it's just almost a mind-blowing event to think about what is really truly going on there. Yet, we know something is going on there. And this is something that we do not want to, of course, have happening. The so-called emergency plan that's not being discussed. We think it's obscene, if you will, that they have not been forthcoming in everything that they were going to tell the public about the dam. And I said this yesterday, you know, we were all told by these community meetings in which these people would come out that worked in the dam, that worked at the dam, these engineers, these hydrologists, and so on, that we'd be safe. Everything was safe. There was nothing to fear. The green spot was nothing. And we were told at 5 different community meetings, 5 different stories about what happened and the things that went on. The lies were told repeatedly by these people, and everybody knew it. That's what we're dealing with here. So they don't tell us about emergency plans at the dam? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the Oroville Dam and how the games are played here in California. They don't want to release emergency information and procedures and so on from the Oroville Dam. They say it's top secret. So we're going to, and of course, it's kind of interesting how they did this. They snuck it through in a bill in the budget at the last minute that they were, the language to keep all the emergency plans secret at the last minute. This is how it rolls in California. There's a process known as gutting amend. That's another process that they put into bills, and they pass a bill, it goes through all the committees, and then at the very last minute they take all the language out. They gut it. That's gutting. And then they put in their language, different language for the bill. It's titled differently. It's just, this is what it states. This is what the law is. This law could be about X, Y, and Z. That's the title. It's the title is X, Y, Z, and it's going to do X, Y, Z, and X, and Z, 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 and X, X, X. It's going to do all these things, right? So you get that. But in reality, the title is A, B. The title of the bill is A, B, C, and it's only going to do A, B, C, and maybe D and E, but it's not going to do X, Y, Z. That's the gut and amend process. Get a bill through the committees, both in the Assembly and in the Senate, and then you take the language out of it and you insert different language, but it's already gone through the committee. All you need to do is pass it. And in a mono party, they'll pass it, right? That's called gut and amend. And Jerry Brown, oh yeah, I like more that title of A, B, C. Oh, that's a great title for doing X, Y, Z. That's what they do. That's basically it. It's kind of like summer solstice, if you know what I mean. Those of you who have been listening know what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's get into what happened here. Now, the Sacramento Bee actually had a better article, and I'm going to draw upon some of the information from the Sacramento Bee, plus I added some stuff, and we put in a few things. By the way, go to our website, Agenda 21 Radio. There's an updated article. It's called California Legislature Votes to Keep Dam Safety Plans Secret. Now, it's updated because we inserted a couple things. There's some audio from me yesterday and the day before. Also, in the plan itself, this is interesting. Well, let's get into some of the details first about Jerry Brown, and I'll get to this the other part. This is, as it was written by Ryan Sabalow. By the way, Ryan Sabalow is doing a great job for the Bee covering it. I don't go out. I have had the privilege to work with some very good reporters from the SACB, you know, and it's on articles and on school safety issues and things like that. And they've called me and, you know, what do you think? And they've produced some fantastic stuff. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about those specific guys. And it seems to me that they're doing a really much better job collectively as the B lately, especially in light. I think there's a wake-up call with a lot of those people about the Orville Dam thing, and they've kind of like shifted to the right, it seems. I'm just, you know, maybe there's some Trump effect. Now, remember, running around Sacramento right now are a whole team of proctologists snapping the yellow gloves. And, of course, Jeff Sessions has them out there. He sent the proctologist into town, and there they are. So maybe that's additive. I don't know, but I know what Ryan's doing is a great job. Ryan Sabalo. This is as the title goes. It says, fresh off the Orville Dam crisis, California lawmakers voted to make dam safety plans secret through language that was quietly inserted into a budget-related bill. There you go. See, it's kind of like the Gutten Amendment situation. The legislature, which requires Governor Jerry Brown's signature before becoming law, says emergency action plans at dams would be kept confidential to protect public safety. Really? So they were kind of like keeping the same secret about the dam itself coming down from the sheriff, right? Is that what they were doing? Is that what they want to do here? Remember, that's what the secret was to the sheriff, and he had an hour to make a decision. Oh, sheriff, we're keeping this secret from you all day long, from the 11th to the 12th. We know that there's head cutting going on, and that emergency weir up there is going to fail. We know that, but we're not going to tell you, homeboy. It's our secret. Is that the emergency type of planning we want? Remember, that's what they did. And you don't tell me that this wasn't a deliberate attempt to bring that dam down, considering the water levels that they allowed to rise. Yeah, right. Assemblywoman Gallagher, of course, objected. Brown administration official took issue with the notion that the language wasn't open for discussion and review. Brown spokesman Garth Lacey, there you go, said the language has been in Brown's budget proposal since March. You fools, you just didn't see it. And by the way, we had that language on a document that we stuck in the governor's drawer. We knew it was there. You didn't see it, though, because it was in the governor's drawer. You just didn't get a chance to see it. This is me talking, because that's the way it rolls. That's how it goes down. Now, one of the things that's very interesting in all this is a statement that comes out in the paper. It says, the additional layer of secrecy comes as the State Department of Water Resources already files its emergency plans for Oroville Dam with federal regulators under seal through a provision that makes secret critical energy infrastructure information. This is something very interesting. The 109-page legislation touches on dozens of state programs. Midway through, it strikes the state's existing dam flood inundation map requirement and replaces it with new rules requiring emergency action plans. You know what an inundation map is? That's the map that they have been trying to keep out of the public eye for a long time, since the whole flood thing started to happen, since the whole issue of the dam started to happen. They didn't want you to see the inundation map. They don't want you to know how much land is going to be flooded. And Sacramento, pay attention. You're in it. Oh, by the way, we republished the inundation map on Agenda 21 Radio. It's in the article. You can see it. We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. We're back. Agenda21Radio.news website, a21r.com website, and paul at a21r.com email. Numana sponsors Agenda 21 Radio, Numana Foods, numanna.com/agenda for all of your survival needs. Emergency plans, by the way, can be developed with some of the products that you have there from Numana Foods. That's why I suggest them. I'm very keen on the emergency planning components that they have for your family and for escaping tight situations. This whole thing with these people being secret about stuff like this just absolutely is abhorrent. And about just about everything that they've done is abhorrent. I mean, really. It is so evil. And even, you know, we're going to do a whole big thing on this. It'll come out on YouTube about the Orville Dam situation and what happened, how the things happened, how it played out that we know. We've researched and talked to people. It's going to just absolutely make you insane when you find out what these people did, what they were planning to do, because it's pretty obvious. You reach the conclusion, it's kind of like with the Seth Rich situation. We need a citizens panel about Orville. What do you think of that? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay with us, because we will help you to become a better, exceptional American. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.